And our guest this morning is Barbara Hopkinson from A Butterfly's Journey. Barbara, welcome back to the Legends.
Good morning, Wynn. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's nice to have you here. Now, a lot has changed with A Butterfly's Journey since you were last here.
Yes.
And why don't you get people up to speed as far as, you know, what your mission is all about.
Okay, thank you. Yes, it was A Butterfly's Journey, and we were doing it to supplement some of the work we were doing locally with the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport, a nonprofit, but also just kind of expanding it on a more national level. However, I think what I figured out is that it works a lot better as a nonprofit. So now we have changed it and become a nonprofit as of the beginning of this year, and named it A Butterfly's Journey to a New Normal, so that we can help families and individuals suffering traumatic grief, especially from early losses, to find hope again and to find a new normal, to kind of help them to choose to heal and get back into a more normal life again.
Now, when you say early losses, you're talking about where a parent loses a child.
Well, not just that, but that's one of the main specialties, certainly. I've lost three children, and so I know what it's like, and I founded and have run the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport for about 13 years now, helping families that have lost a child. But, you know, we won't want to restrict ourselves just to that. There's a lot of folks that die before their time, and it's really a shock. You know, it's more of a shock. It's a different kind of grief than when we expect it, when somebody's maybe in their 90s and we're kind of expecting that that's going to happen. So, you know, any age, any cause, including children and others as well.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now it shocks me when I, you know, look through the obituaries from time to time, mm-hmm. and you see somebody who's a lot younger than you, or you're the same age.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you think twice, if not three times.
Yes, it's a little scary, right? Yeah. And, you know, there's been a really dramatic increase on suicides and overdoses as a cause, which is also really scary, you know, that our young people are getting hooked into these horrible situations and can't seem to find their way out. And some of them are, I think, because of, especially on the drug overdoses, people are, they're prescribed opiates, you know, much too early and too long, and sometimes that leads to addiction as well. But anyway, it's really sad. And yes, as we're getting into into my middle age years, you start seeing more and more people that are passing before, that are younger than you, and it is a little scary. It makes you want to take care of yourself.
Now, being a certified grief recovery specialist, to me, it seems self-explanatory, but maybe it's not.
Yeah, well, there's different kinds of methodologies around grief, and support groups are wonderful, but you're typically kind of going around, you're meeting other people that are in the same situation, and you're talking about your grief, but it's not very action-based. So I did a search and found the Grief Recovery Institute that has this grief recovery method that's been used internationally for 28 years and became certified in it, so that it has a book, it has homework, it has tools that you can use, like a loss history graph and a relationship graph, and it helps you basically think about undelivered communications that allow you to make a note of those and actually write kind of a goodbye letter that allows you to let go of the pain and complete the loss a bit. So it's a very different action-based sort of a thing. And so we're certified in that. We do group classes, one-on-one classes. I'll do it over the phone with people who aren't local. But we are doing a local class at Roots to Wings on Route 1 in Newbury starting Thursday evenings. It's an 8-week class, 2 hours a week. So Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, starting April 7th, and that'll go through May 26th.
That's the new place as you head over the bridge, mm-hmm. head south.
Yes.
It's up on the right-hand side?
Yes, yeah. It's really very convenient. I think it's just past the Holistic Center on the left and the Newbury Veterinary. So instead of turning right to go to the highway on, I think it's Middle Road that would lead to Highfield, you just past that, just past Middle Road, just past the bridge.
Okay.
On Route 1.
So that's your next class that you have coming up.
That's the next group class. But I do one-on-one classes, and I do classes over the phone. I just finished a class with a bereaved mother in Texas Over the phone. So sometimes people, you know, and it can be supplemental to groups, or I can help people find local groups in their area, their state. But sometimes people don't want to go to groups. Sometimes they just want to deal with things individually. And I do that in two ways, not only through these one-on-one classes, but I also offer a virtual support. We have a free online resource center. Our site is abutterfliesjourney.org. That's possessive, not plural, so it's F-L-Y-S. And there's a free resource center. We've already got probably 150 resources out there with all kinds of things like books and music and articles and organizations. And I really don't want to be restrictive or connecting anything to us. I want it to be open so people can find their way through things that help them. And then we'll use those resources in individualized virtual support over phone and email to help people anywhere.
You were the first person to tell me that you had a ceremony one time. And you had butterflies.
Yes.
And you were the first person to tell me you could buy these butterflies.
Yeah, it's great. We do a butterfly release once in a while. You literally buy them. I typically buy them. It's in a warm climate, like from California. And they come in a package with kind of an ice pack to keep them chilled because they sleep. And they put them in little triangular containers with a little bit of sucrose as kind of, you know, food. But they stay pretty much asleep. And then you bring them into a warmer area about an hour before you're going to use them. And you can hear them starting to move in their little containers. And then when you're ready to do the butterfly release, people just open them up and they fly out. And it's just beautiful. But it's, you know, butterflies are an international symbol of transition. So it's perfect for grief organizations. They usually have something to do with butterflies on them.
Now, how do people find you?
Well, again, abutterfliesjourney.org is our website, and the phone number you can reach me is 617-410-6309 info@abutterfliesjourney.org. And, you know, we're doing these things that I mentioned, but I'd love to mention the photo shoots that we're doing because they're so interesting and so emotion-evoking. We have people every once in a while. We've done a few photo shoots here, and we're doing these now as part of other organizations as well, where we set up a black background, we have a photographer and lights, and we bring grievers in, and they think of some meaningful saying, some simple meaningful saying, and we have them write it in a washable magic marker on their skin, and we take photos of them. So all you're looking at is the expression and the message, and it just grabs your heart, and it's very cathartic for the grievers. They really have quite a reaction from it. So that we have a photo gallery on that abutterfliesjourney.org/photo gallery, and you'll see it out there as well. It's really interesting.
So those are always up there for people to go back.
Yes.
And look at.
Yes.
And then that's something. So it's a butterfly's journey, and it's the grief recovery method. Who knew about that?
Yeah, I did some research to find something that also was kind of action-based, so it allowed you to really make tangible progress, but it also fit with my philosophy around grief. Mm-hmm. and this kind of making a choice to heal and then finding your way to a new normal. Because, you know, you'll never be the same again when you've lost a loved one, a really close loved one, but you can find a new normal. You can be happy again.
Now, in your flyer that you have here, you have, there are 43 losses that can produce a range of emotions that you call grief?
Yeah, these classes are not just for death. These classes can be used for any kind of loss, such as divorce or loss of a home or, you know, any kind of thing. So sometimes the group classes might have a wide range of types of losses, or sometimes I'll do a group class like just for bereaved, you know, family, parents, grandparents, siblings. You know, we can do them in different groupings. But the actual methodology covers death and other kinds of losses as well.
Hmm. Yeah, I was talking with somebody the other day. They said that they had just lost their home, and you know, and that is
grieve it. You have to grieve it. It's true.
That's right. Yeah, he was. He was pretty angry about that. But and then a divorce, if it's something you weren't expecting, that would be something to grieve as
yes.
well too.
Oh yeah, I lost my 30-year marriage after my older 21-year-old son died. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a difficult, very difficult 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Oh so. My gosh. Yeah.
But we're, you know, we're having a retreat this weekend, if I can mention that.
Sure.
Down at my house on Plum Island, so it's kind of an oceanfront retreat, and we're doing some journaling and meditation. But I've got a medium who's going to come and just talk to us about about improving our intuition, and I have. That's Laura Emerald. She's at lauraemerald.com. And I have Corey McLaughlin from Journey Dance. And I think her site is embodyingspirit.com. And Journey Dance is a very freeing kind of dance. We're going to end the day with that. So this is Saturday the 26th. And realizing that it was Easter weekend, I've held up. Just going to have the early bird, you know, price, the lower rate, go through. So if anybody wants to reach me and ask about that, it's again, it's 617-410-6309.
All right, and that's the number to get in touch with Barbara Hopkinson of Butterfly's Journey and a whole bunch of other things, too.
Yeah, we're going to do a hike to heal at the end of the summer. We're going to do a grief cruise to the Bahamas. We're going to be, you know, do a photo shoot on part of that. And so there's lots of stuff, you know, going on, and it'll be out there in our. You can sign up for our newsletter. There is a free gift on our site. If you go to the site and click on the free gift, it's two songs that were original songs, and one is an instrumental, and one is with lyrics that relates to all this. And there's also, and anyway, there's several things there you can explore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. And you've helped out so many people over the years, too.
Thank you. I've been running the Compassionate Friends. About a year after my older son died, I reached out and realized that helping others would help myself. And so I started the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport, and I still run that. That's also a free. We meet monthly, the fourth Monday of every month, at the IC Parish Center, room 209. 6:30. So this particular coming Monday is the fourth Monday, but they're closed for Easter Monday. So we're going to do this at my house at 64 Northern Boulevard on Plum Island. But anyway, we do it fourth Mondays. We have a group.
All right. Well, Barbara, I want to thank you for joining us and getting us up to date with all the stuff that you're doing. And that class again is
the Grief Recovery class, and it starts at Roots to Wings. Which is roots2wings.com on April 7th. And it's Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30.
All right. That's just a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
How about that? And if you want to check out the website, it's Butterflies with an S, butterfliesjourney.org. And that's where you can get all the information, get a hold of Barbara Hopkinson. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wynn. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you back here once again.